The Kendrick nipple bet didn't hit.
I didn't put any money
on
that.
Wait, there was a bet on that?
There were so many obnoxious bets on the Super Bowl. It's awesome.
But oh,
you
yeah.
You could bet on Kendrick if nipple was going to pop out.
If Kendrick's nipple? Why the fuck would that happen?
I agree.
Not fucking Janet Jackson. Wardrobe malfunction. I mean, if he just said, mustard! If fucking pops a nip out, that would have been electric.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Object Podcast, episode 213. We got to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Shopify and Factor. This is Daltouche joining you here. We're fired up, baby. Here we
Welcome.
Go.
Welcome.
We're fired up.
There we go.
How was that?
That was good.
Right. Perfect. We got the co-hosts.
My heart rate's up.
Co-host. Do the co-hosts.
My co-hosts.
There you go.
Seth the Scump Abner.
Nice. What's up, everybody? How we feeling? Go Birds.
Big Optic Hex.
What's going on, everybody? Go Birds.
And my best friend, Hitchy.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys.
Now, I just feel like a piece of shit now.
He's not really my best friend, but I didn't know what else to say at the time.
Do you have
yeah,
a...
Well,
do
you soloed
I'm
out.
Rising the ranks, though.
Do you have a best friend?
Yeah, I got a couple best friends.
Couple?
Yeah. Like, you can't just have one. I think that's weird.
Yeah. I don't have one best friend.
But I have a solid group of good friends, but then like...
I love that.
There's a couple that have rose in the ranks recently.
But do you have one? Do you have one you locked in?
Yeah, I would say so.
Y'all are pals for life?
Yeah, I'd say my boy Pablo.
Oh, Pablo.
Damn, Pablo, what nationality?
Venezuelan.
Van de Venezuela, el hombre. What about you?
I think.
Blake or George?
Brandon, actually.
Probably. Oh, Brandon Rothfuss.
Yeah, that's my man.
Shout out to soccer phenom. Tian? No. Logan?
Nah, I got like a couple.
Yeah, I got a couple, so I can't pinpoint. Jude, I've had the same group of friends for all my life, right, since high school. Jude doesn't understand how anytime we go fishing, like, we're literally not talking about nothing, and we're just joking.
We're just chilling.
Just chilling, talking shit to each other. There's no, like, substance to it.
Hey, yeah.
And she doesn't understand how... And I guess it's just women in general. No offense to any of you. If you guys understand, forgive me. Don't cancel me. But, like, people don't understand how men can spend an entire day together and not dive deep into, like...
Dude, you can spend a week with a dude and not know his name. But, like, you still just, like, chilled with him and, like, had a great time.
Who was I talking to today? I'm like, you. I'm like, do you have any siblings? And you said that you did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that yesterday? Yeah,
that
yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, like, there's just some things that, like, you don't.
Well, I don't see you often.
Yeah, but no, I'm just talking about in general. Like, I know that he doesn't. I know that he has. But, like, James, I know. Joey, do you have any siblings? Only child. No fucking wonder. Maddie?
I was going to say.
He does. BMX, younger brother. But see, if you would have said no, I would have believed it. And then I would have been like, wait, what about the BMX?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's not. There's no substance to it. That's why.
How many birthdays do you know?
None. Well, all right. I know Seth's June 30th.
You should know mine now.
Yes, February 8th.
Yeah, because it's one day before yours.
One day before mine. My one of my best friends, Eric, he's June 30th also. Bose, 10-10, because I booked his flights. January 7th.
Holy shit.
7th?
Yeah.
You're balling.
January 7th.
You said you didn't know any. You know all of them.
Yeah, you just went through the whole couch.
I'm impressing myself. Nick is same as my dad, August 15th. Same as somebody else's. Mixwell's is also Bose's birthday.
Zinni's.
Zinni's? I don't know Zinni's.
I have no idea.
I know Hutch because that's his channel, 728.
Okay.
Diesel, I don't know Diesel's, and I've been friends with Diesel since 2006. Roger, when's your birthday? April 18th. Would have never fucking guessed that.
I still struggle with my mom's and my siblings. So
December 2nd.
I'm bad with birthdays.
I'm pretty bad.
Very bad.
I know like a 4-day range, and I'll give that to myself.
Yeah.
Because someone will remind me within.
Within that time?
Within either on the day, which is always a bad feeling, or close to the day.
So all that to say is that she believes that my friendships are not real friendships. Because real friendships, yeah. And I'm like, I'm trying to make the argument, and obviously she's giving me a hard time here, but I try to make the argument that not only is it a real friendship, but it's like a better friendship than any friendship that you can have with anyone else that isn't your family. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
For example,
to an extent.
If Jude, let's say her best friend is, I'm going to make a name up so that we don't, her best name, Tixie, exit backwards. Her best friend Tixie, who she's known all her life. If she calls her in the middle,
I just looked dumb. I was like, okay.
I just want to make up a name.
Keep rolling.
If she calls that person in the middle of the night and says, hey, someone's in my house. Mm. I need help. You think Jude's showing up or Tixie?
No.
Now, Seth, if somebody shows up to your house, you call 911. Who else do you call?
I ain't calling nobody. Oh, welcome to the fucking jungle. All the lights go red. Fucking Fortunate Son starts playing.
Yeah.
And they're in the fucking jungle.
You picked the wrong. You have an intercom somehow?
Huh?
You have an intercom somehow?
You picked the wrong one, boy.
I would be
like,
saying shit.
Steel doors go on all the doors.
I would be saying shit like this. I'd be saying, Jude, don't ruin this for me. I've been waiting for this my whole time.
I wouldn't have the nuts to do it, I don't think.
What, to confuse them?
To murder someone?
To shoot someone in cold blood?
Wait, what? Come on.
Maybe I would. I don't know.
The day that you're
I'm not giving myself all that credit.
In your house?
If they're in your house?
Like the only time that you can legally kill someone, you wouldn't do it?
Loved ones in your bed?
I mean, to think that you guys would just be able to do it and not feel something in the moment, I think you're giving yourself a bit too much credit. I mean, like,
feel joy.
I can pull it.
It's like, how do I hide my boner is my number one
thing. And they might leave.
You know? It's like, how do I hide
this? How do I do it without...
Now they walk in, you got to give them a desk pop. Just shoot one off and just let them know, like... Got one.
Yeah, I would try to avoid shooting the human.
Where do you keep yours?
Huh?
Where do you keep yours?
Don't worry about that.
Mine are strategically placed all across my house.
Duct taped under your...
Do you want them to know that you have one? Probably not, right?
No, you do.
I'd say
at that moment, yeah.
I'd be head glitching shit.
Because the only time you shoot is to kill.
I'd be head glitching.
No, you got to shoot below the waist so it's not attempted murder.
What? They're in my house.
Oh, then...
You can open up a can of worms with this combo.
I'll tell you what. They will regret it.
I think after I'd fired the first bullet and it hit, then I'd start probably having some fun with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I'd probably blow out a hamstring and then I'd be like, oh, we're in.
Okay. This got dark. This got really dark.
Pardon us, ladies and gentlemen. It might be a little bit too early. There's a bunch of topics that we want to discuss today. Obviously, we're going to talk about Pred, who lanced today or a couple of days ago since you're watching this on Thursday. I want to start by congratulating the Scumper Jumper on his Super Bowl win with his team, the Eagles.
Go Birds.
Dude, it was insane to go to. I can't believe I almost didn't go. Like, I almost didn't go. Well, because I found out Iz couldn't go, and I don't know. I pretty much do everything with her. So I was like, okay, she can't go. But then I was like, dude, what am I even fucking saying? It's literally an hour flight to the Super Bowl to go see the Eagles potentially win.
For free?
For free.
Oof.
Yeah,
that's sad that you were considering not going.
No.
Let's lock in.
He's underselling it. It's not for free. For free is just like a given. It is with Oakley, who has access to all the dopest parties with all the dopest people.
Hottest dudes.
The hottest dudes at the hottest restaurants.
Yeah, no, I mean, we didn't go to any parties, though, so... the first night, Zinni went out the first night, which I think was a mistake on his part, because we got in at like 10 p.m., and then we had to walk a mile with our bags because our whole street was shut down, so we didn't end up getting to the hotel till probably like 10:30, 10:45, maybe early, a little bit earlier than that. Maybe I'm misremembering. But he went out to like 3.
What?
To the casino. There's Caesar's Casino in the middle of
across
like,
the street.
Good literally, for him. Yeah, 4 minutes from our hotel.
Who did he go out with?
Exposed.
Okay.
Big
sense.
Red, I think.
Yeah,
Tupac was there.
Tupac, Thug Lord?
Yeah, so he went out with like their group.
Got you.
He was out till 3, comes back first night, wakes me up. I'm like, fuck, wakes me up at 3 a.m. I was fast asleep.
Oh, so y'all didn't get another room? Y'all bunked?
Yeah. Well, we first walked into our room and it was a king bed, and I was like, fuck no, Zinni, call for a cot.
Zinni jumped in the bed immediately. He's like, yes!
Pillow fight!
They switched us to 2 queens, so, but yeah, we just ended up rooming because, dude, the rooms were like $2,800 for a Holiday Inn Express. Mm-hmm. So we were like, Zen's not paying that, and I'm sure as fuck not paying that. So we were just like, we're going to room together. I mean, who cares? The boys room together, you know?
Yeah.
Can I put a ballot in for the next time the Eagles go to the bowl that I get the invite and not Zinni?
They might go back next year, and yes.
Plan that.
Yeah, It's on camera.
It's solidified.
Plan the seed.
They might go back. They are set up for...
There they are. How drunk were you in this picture?
Defense looks insane.
Me? Zenny is much, much drunker than me.
Really?
Much drunker than me.
Zen can hide it pretty well.
Is it because he's a lightweight or...
So...
Was this pregame?
Is it pregame? Yeah, it looks like pregame. Or it might be halftime as well. No, it's
There's
pregame.
A lot of people on the field.
I don't remember.
I'm thinking pregame there.
Yeah,
it is pregame because there's 28 minutes left on the clock before the game starts. But
what I like about this picture, Scump, is that it's reminiscent of 2021, where the league shot pictures with lights on the side and they have like this massive dark spot in the middle. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was the worst. Whoever agency they hire there, I hope they never use them again. Or that photographer at least.
But yeah, so Zenny is way drunker than me. So we went to a tailgate before the Super Bowl. We were there for probably like 2 hours. I was only drinking light beer, so I was still like very coherent, very there. Definitely buzzing, but
tight.
Only drinking light beer. Zenny was taking double tequila shots, and I got offered them, and I was like, I'm sorry, but I can't. Like, if I take these, I'm going to be sloppy, and... I didn't want to be like.
That's not a good look.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to be super fucked up. Zenny was sloppy. Yeah. Zenny was fucked up.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm a Zenny is my spirit animal.
I'm living through those statements. I was just having flashbacks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Zenny ended up leaving the game a little bit early. He was like, "I gotta get out of here."
Wait, really? You left early?
I mean, that game was over. Yeah, I guess
there were
that game was over
left
at halftime.
In the fourth quarter, and Zenny was like, "I gotta get out of here." And I'm like, dude, just wait 3 minutes and then like maybe 10 more minutes so we can watch the confetti fall and then we can leave. And he's like, dude, I can't.
You didn't grab any of the confetti?
No, it was all in the field. Nothing was like anywhere near us.
You didn't get there?
No.
But I
brought back like my lanyard, my wristband.
That's fine.
Oakley's going to send me like a commemorative ticket because all we had were tickets on our phone. We didn't have like physical tickets.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of dumb that they do that.
And then I bought that Jalen Hurts jersey. I was surprised at the lack of merch at the Super Bowl. They didn't have like... I was anticipating being able to like go in, find any player's jersey that I wanted. It wasn't like that at all. There was like no merch.
Who are you trying to get besides Hurts?
I wanted either Barkley or DeJean.
Shout out Coop.
Yeah, so I did at least I couldn't find them.
That's so sick that the pick six was on your side.
Oh yeah. I was literally thinking, right here. It was right in front of us. Like we're like on the pylon. So it was right in front of us.
That is fucking sick.
Yeah, it was so sick. 10 out of 10 experience. Shouts out Oakley.
How was the halftime show from where you were at?
There was like no energy in the stadium.
Really?
No. Because I went 2 years ago and Rihanna was performing. That was like everyone was hype.
Mm-hmm.
All the lights started playing. Umbrella. I mean, like just bangers. Kendrick didn't play like any of his bangers and all the energy was like this. Besides when he played Not Like Us. That was the only time when the crowd like sang along. But so, like, all there was just people, like, bobbing their heads. It was nothing, like, people weren't singing along and shit. It was kind of, like, dead in the stadium. And I feel like it kind of reflected onto TV as well because people were, like, I saw a lot of people talking shit on the halftime show.
Yeah,
they were, like,
too.
That halftime show just wasn't good.
It wasn't.
It wasn't great until, like, SZA came on. But I also think it was something with the mic.
No.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think so.
No.
It just wasn't like flashy enough for a Super Bowl halftime show. It wasn't like you're expecting this big, wild show. It just felt very small.
Yeah.
Not big enough.
Is this supposed
to be flashy
Squid Game?
Enough.
No, it's supposed to be PlayStation.
I didn't get this whole bit, but maybe I'm not politically tuned in enough.
Dude, I was not locked on it. I couldn't give a fuck less. I don't listen to this day and age rap to begin with. Dope fucking shoes, the Deion Sanders, dope fucking car. But yeah, Serena Williams, obviously.
That was cool.
Wow. So yeah, all that is cool. I just think that this should be like a pop thing. You know what's crazy?
I agree with you. I think it should be pop or rock.
I'll tell you what, if they're going to have a rapper up there, and obviously, like, the easiest thing to say is Lil Louisiana. That would have fucking banged harder than 100 times harder than anything that he did.
Imagine a milli, and then the lights come on.
Yes.
People would have lost their fucking minds.
Okay, that's one. But the other thing, and
I would have lost my mind. I would have been like, holy shit. I would have went crazy for that.
Okay, awesome. All that aside, like, And I don't give a fuck about none of this rap beef between them, but Drake would have been a better suited person to be up here. This guy.
That's from a Drake hater.
I can agree.
And that's from a this day and age rap hater.
Yeah, that's true. Also, that chain that he's wearing is not an A minor chain. That's the PG Lang fucking logo.
Yeah.
Just so people know.
Jude thought it was an Amazon because it was Amazon Music.
It does kind of look like
Amazon. So I was like, you know, either way, again, props to him. I don't want to take anything away from him. I couldn't give a shit less. It was just not my vibe.
I clocked his flared boot cut bell bottom mm-hmm. jeans pretty early in the show, and that kind of tune. I wasn't
tuned
a fan.
Out after that.
What is that like? This like the 70s bell bottoms? Is that what they're gonna look at?
Ish.
Loving it.
I kind of fuck with it.
I don't.
I don't like the shoes.
Whoa.
I don't know, but I'm not a sneakerhead like you are.
Well, yeah, just cool shoes. The bell bottoms are fine. Like I don't have anything wrong with the fits. Mm. I don't have anything wrong with the political statement that he wanted to do. That's what artists do. It's just not my thing. I don't like that Taylor Swift got booed. I don't like that.
I'm coming around on Taylor as well.
No, I'm not listening to her music.
I'm coming around.
Are you?
I'm rocking with T-Swift now.
You can't fucking hate her.
Why didn't you like the booze?
It's just like leave her alone. What the fuck? She's literally just showing up
to
watch.
Yeah,
kind of
fucked
up. She's not out there. You know, whatever. I'm not team. I'm
so
not
you
a Swiftie.
Support the booze is what I'm hearing. Go ahead
I
and expand.
I totally didn't boo.
Did you? Oh, you booed.
No,
I totally
didn't
boo.
No. Look, I don't listen to her music, obviously. Liv and Jude like her music, but whatever. Again, this whole thing was just like, I would have much rather have seen.
This part made it ass for me.
What song is
he's doing? He's doing Man. What is the fucking? It's the I Deserve It All, that song. But like the song is really great, but you should never be performing it at the halftime. At the halftime show.
He didn't do any Money Trees, Mad City. Like,
he didn't do Mad City. He didn't do Money Trees. He didn't do Big Shot. Get nobody inside, outside. Cocaine might, but it looked like Jinta. Like that shit in that stadium would have gone crazy.
Money Trees? Dude, yeah, he didn't like.
I can't believe he did fucking Peekaboo. What are they talking about? They talking about nothing?
Yeah, I gave it a 6.
Yeah, show itself was cool, and that's why I gave it a 6. Lyrics, I couldn't even hear them.
I was sitting there watching it. It was like me, Nick, at Matt Craig's house. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, I can't say anything, because if I say anything, I sound like a hater. So I just sat there and watched. And I was looking at everybody else. I'm like, is it just me? But then SZA came on, and it was good. And then obviously Not Like Us was...
He just needed to play more of his mainstream, like...
Not Like Us was really good.
What?
Like the end.
Oh yeah, everyone was singing to Not Like Us.
Commercials fell off overall as a whole.
Were they bad?
Yeah,
commercials weren't great.
Yeah, bro.
Really?
Holy
awful.
Shit! I didn't even think about that.
Awful, bro.
Were the
like, and
I was bad?
I was locked on the commercials too.
Yeah, I mean, they don't play.
Like
that
every
shit,
commercial
man.
Was like real deep and like really trying to get a message across, and like there were, we just like got so far away from delivering a funny product.
Funny, yeah.
They weren't funny. They were all very serious.
Oh, they're trying to make a statement. They're trying to make you think a certain way.
Yeah.
It's all a fucking
That's
distraction.
Right. Yeah.
Worry about making
so I
that
turned
paper
it off
for
first
your
quarter,
family
went
and
to
setting
bed.
Yourself up. To stay out of it. You're not going to make a change.
There's maybe two commercials that got like a chuckle. Not even a chuckle, a smirk, if you will.
I don't even think I...
And that's generous.
I don't remember
that's sad,
a commercial. Because
usually the commercials are like...
The reason
the
I watched
the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure. Especially like early, I feel like late 2000s, like before.
All right, Matt, please, dude. Holy fuck. Please.
But yeah, the game, just to put.
Just playing.
Just to put a cap on it.
I was just watching it.
The game was fucking insane.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was I'm not going to lie, it was kind of boring. Like even being an Eagles fan, it was like, I mean, it was just a blowout. So it was like, there was never, after like the first quarter and a half, there was never like.
Any tension?
The peak was the Cooper DeJean pick six for me. And I lost my mind.
That was early,
and then
right?
after that was like, that's when they went up 17-0. So that was still like, yeah, probably early second quarter maybe, or end of the first quarter. I don't remember. But there was no like, after that, it was just kind of like, now we're just watching them ice the cake. You know, it was like,
oh, actually,
there's no tension, like you said.
We were talking about it like on stream, and I said, speaking about Taylor Swift, I said, I was like, it's crazy that Taylor Swift is probably like the third most popular person, third most famous person in the building. And then Blake and George were like, who's first, who's one of two? And I was like, well, Trump was there and Messi was there.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I didn't see Messi.
Yeah,
and
they didn't show Messi.
When I said that.
Did they show him on TV? They didn't show him in the stadium.
I didn't see him.
I just saw it on like social media.
Wait,
So then I said that, and then Blake and George started arguing about who was more famous between Trump and Messi. So then I tweeted it
out. And that's close.
Yeah, that's what I said.
How'd the results go?
Who has more followers on fucking Instagram?
No, I have to say Trump has the edge.
No, dude. Even from a political... Listen.
I'm a huge Messi guy, but I think Trump has the edge.
How?
I really don't know.
How come he has more followers than Messi then?
Not an athlete.
Yeah, I don't think Instagram followers.
I mean, the
don't...
president of the United States.
Yeah, everyone
be
knows.
Facetious.
Everyone knows Donald Trump.
Yeah, I feel like.
You think Trump has the edge over Messi?
Dude, it's his second term as the president.
Yeah, I think Trump has it.
I think
he's
Trump's
so polarizing. Also, yeah, everyone knows. I do too.
Trumper,
dude. You should read the whenever you get a chance. Read all 340 of those comments.
A lot of South American people saying Messi. It's insane.
Really?
People are like, I can't believe an American would even ask this.
Dude, I don't know.
But a lot of people are saying the impoverished areas of like other countries that don't care about politics at all. They still know.
Yeah. I would go as far as to say like 70% of the female population in the United States doesn't know who Messi is.
That's a good point.
Now,
who's more popular, Ronaldo or Trump?
I don't think
Ronaldo is that much more famous than Messi. I think if you know Ronaldo, you know Messi.
Yeah.
It's not like you know one but not the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But from a female perspective, which is what he brought up.
More females know Ronaldo than Messi. That's very true.
Ronaldo is what, boys? Hot. He's a hottie.
He's very hot. He is hot.
Oh, man.
That was good.
And Messi
very
is.
Very hot. Much better at soccer.
Well, I don't know about that.
I do.
I don't know about that.
You want to fight?
Yeah.
Speaking of fights.
Good segue.
M80 coach M80. Altercation with
Hated
pro
that.
Player?
What the fuck happened? I want to see this.
Yeah, I want to see it too.
Yeah, what?
Real fight?
Can we hear it?
Is this an opposing coach?
Dude, right there. Right there.
That's when
that shoulder check. Inappropriate. I'm gonna bring up a scenario, and I don't remember when it was, right? But there was this one guy that got in Richard Lewis's face.
Okay.
Right? And he invaded his space.
Okay.
And Richard Lewis, being from the UK and a fucking man amongst men, fucking, from what I hear and I understand, grabbed him by his throat and said, back the fuck up off me. Do not invade anyone's fucking space and assume that it's the internet. Okay, where your gamer tag or your screen name can get as close to that screen name as possible, and you can say what the fuck you want. Reality is something that much more different. This coach, out of fucking line, unprofessional, and a bully.
But what happened?
What prompted this, from what I understand, is that the M80 coach kept on breaking the rules and kept on helping, or maybe I have it backwards. What was it, Matt? Do you know? Because it's on the topics, so I'm assuming you know. Okay, either him, the guy, the M80 coach was the one that was breaking the rules and got upset that the other team told on him, or the M80 coach was talking to I don't know if he's a player or a coach.
The player was breaking the rules. Yeah.
No. It was a coach helping the team when they weren't supposed to.
Okay.
Inappropriate. There's no place for that in esports. If you want to do this, then fucking create a fucking show match to fucking fight. But can you imagine if Karma or
it's weird that it's
Sender
a coach.
Or like any of the other coaches in the league like pulls up on someone like that?
That wouldn't happen.
I would be okay if it was player on player.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Like a Nate Shad versus Aches?
That's fun.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Coach can't do
push.
It. Players, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, coach has just got to be more mature.
Mature.
More disciplined.
Mature. I remember this
man,
one.
Man, I was hoping it was going to be a fight.
Nah. Yeah, no fists thrown.
Yeah, now the player didn't do anything.
Sure. Yeah, the player, the second that...
If that was me...
Me too, bro. I get it.
I would have turned around and punched him in the head.
I'd have been scared.
You cannot, because then you're the fucking... In this day and age, you defending yourself, you the victim who becomes the aggressor is now the perpetrator.
Oh, damn.
You've been punched in the face?
Yes.
I've never been punched in the face.
I've never been hit in the face.
Really?
I'm pretty good about de-escalating things.
So am I think.
Via
I'm a
humor.
Lover. I'm not a fighter. I'm a
yeah,
lover.
Me. Yeah, also, I've been pretty much a bitch my whole life, so I've never been the aggressor.
Is that what that means? I'm a lover, not a fighter means you're a bitch?
No, not at all.
That's, or maybe you just have control of your
emotions?
Yeah, listen.
Your emotions.
It's... When you... It's that has no place in fucking esports is what I'm trying to fucking say. That is so out of line. Apparently the M80 people came out and said that they do not support they should fire the fucking coach. That's not, it's unacceptable. What the fuck?
If JP Krez went up there and like push somebody.
If JP Krez goes up there and does that, I'll fucking strip.
I've been banned
so
from
hyped.
Less public altercation with fellow coach. Okay. So it was with another coach in Rainbow Sieges. The altercation which got him banned is worth noting. Budged served a 12-month ban back in 2022. So this guy has already been fucking kicked once.
He's got a history.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
Got
he's
a history.
Got a oh, okay.
Yeah, get him out.
He's a rager.
Also,
he's
we're...
Taken.
Get him out.
Unk's crashing out, as they say.
Dude, the other thing is like, we don't know the cultural upbringing. Like, where's he from? Because maybe... In wherever the fuck he's from, it's okay to get up in each other's faces and talk shit, and there's fights, and there's mad history. His coach fucking stole one of his players. Blah, 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 blah. We don't know any of that. Either way, unacceptable.
What culture would you say it's okay to get up in people's faces like that if you had to rip
that's
some?
That's growing up, that's how I was anywhere.
Venezuelan.
Anywhere.
Where I'm from.
If you look at... No, you're probably... Right. I'm gonna give you a perfect United States example. Okay.
Detroit.
Original okay. Gears of War scene. Fucking bone breakers, bone crushers.
Nah, they weren't. Were they getting up in each other's faces?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Like this?
Yeah.
Or like across
no,
the
like,
setup?
No, like real. Like at the bar. And behind, but not even on stage. We're like after the fucking fact.
So they were like,
yeah.
Really passion.
Yeah, one of our players, or you're talking early, early days?
Early, like 2000 and fucking. 2007, 2008, 2009.
But even like one of our players, when we went, like the guy was, by the time I had landed, I landed on Friday. They got there on Thursday. He got back from the hospital.
Who?
Remember Icy got his fucking tooth knocked out?
Oh, yeah.
He got his tooth knocked out on Thursday
night.
Even recent,
that's right.
By another player?
Yeah.
By another player on Thursday night, went to the hospital, played on Friday. Right. They won the tournament.
Yeah, no tooth.
No tooth.
Went to the hospital
no tooth,
for a tooth?
Culturally,
yeah, he got punched in the mouth and his tooth came out.
You go to the hospital for that nowadays?
That's a dentist.
It's like a dentist angle.
Yeah. Okay.
You
so
put that tooth in milk. Yeah,
so true. Long story short, and to wrap this
you have
up,
to put it in milk.
Yeah, you put it in calcium, so it
it's true.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's
yeah,
what they say. It might be
so
an old wives' tale. Regardless of
lost
the fact, to get my to put my thought on this culturally, every man should be taught to expect consequences when you do what you're doing. This is competition. And between coaches, fine. This guy looked like a player, which is why I had an issue with it. But now that I see that these two guys are coaches, it still doesn't make it okay to me, right? He's in the wrong period. If the dude in the white punched him, I would have been okay with it.
Me
but
too.
Everybody would have been like, you should never use violence. Well, motherfucker invaded my fucking space. What am I supposed to do? Wait to get hit?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good. I'm glad that they fucking banned him. Like, it's no place.
What did he get banned for? 2 years?
And before that, 12 months?
2 years.
He already sold the 12 month.
For 2 years and fined $10,000? I mean, fuck.
2 years is
it's
a long
worth
time.
Noting Bodega served 12 month ban back in 2022.
That's a career change.
Yeah, how do you even come back from that? Like 2 years out of the scene?
He just came back from a year long ban, like 3 years ago.
Bro, listen, look at this, okay? So In 2022, he got banned for 12 months. Then 2023 happens, right? And he's back. And then 2024, 2025. So, yeah, so he's a habitual line stepper.
That's insane.
Word to Rick James.
Damn. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Yeah. R6. Unacceptable.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, like, I know everybody's like, hell yeah, we were talking about it. But, yeah, I don't know. Wait, see right there, it says M&E coach altercation with pro player.
Yeah, you said they were both coaches. I think that was incorrect. I think it was a coach and
a
player.
There was a coach and a player?
Which we had at the beginning. You were locked in on that at the beginning, and then I think somewhere halfway you decided that they were both coaches.
Right there, it says, right there, go up, right there. With a fellow coach.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're all over the place.
I mean,
with
if
our
we
intel.
Take words and read them, this is what I got out of it.
Whatever's on that teleprompter.
I see where you're coming from. I do. I really do.
Yeah, whatever, man. Just what are you going to do?
This podcast is brought to you by Shopify. You know them, you love them, they're back. This is the website that can help you get your business rolling. If you ever bought anything online, most likely it's Shopify. If you ever bought anything, Optic, TST, BTH, RNL, anything like that related, it's Shopify. No one does selling better than Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not so secret with Shop Pay, it boosts your conversions up to 50%. Have you ever gone on a website, you put something in the cart, and then all of a sudden you're scrolling TikTok, you forget something's in the cart? Yeah, well, on the other side of that, the business side, those suck. Like, why are there so many items in the cart and nobody's checking out? Well, Shopify makes it easier. Easier checkouts means you get more revenue. Cha-ching, cha-ching. That's what it says. I don't know. Meaning there are way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So if you are growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that we use here at Optic. Sign up for your $1 per month trial at shopify.com/optic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/optic to upgrade your selling today. That's shopify.com/optic. Are you hungry? Because I'm hungry and I want to eat. How am I going to eat? What's the best way to eat? Yeah, that's right. You know what's coming. It's Factor Meals. Get ready to optimize your nutrition. Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat in just 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and you can feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active and busy lifestyle. You can lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals based on randomized controlled clinical trials with Factor Keto. Results will vary based on, depending on your diet and your exercise. With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on each menu, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. If you're losing weight, if you're cutting weight, if you're bulking up, Factor's got you. And it's easy. There's a lot of meals to choose from. I mean, I have had personally I ate Factor whenever I was vegan for a year, which I don't think that video is ever coming out. But I've also had it since then as well. And my favorite is the honey mustard chicken. I mean, it's damn near gourmet. It's beautiful. Honey mustard chicken. They also have smoky barbecue breasts. Chicken breasts, pasta and meatballs, truffle butter filet mignon. I mean, you're eating like a king with Factor. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that cannot be beaten. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/optic50off and use code OPTIC50OFF to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code OPTIC50OFF at factormeals.com/OPTIC50OFF to get 50% off free shipping on your first box.
Obviously, Pred's a hot topic that we need to discuss just super quickly. to clear up the rumors that this guy has anything to do with team changes, I am here to officially say that yes, okay,
it was all
every
Seth.
Fucking move is made and concocted by this dude.
Come on, man.
So during the watch party, make dude, sure to ask him
I
why.
Was, dude, I had to clear my name. Everyone was like, I can't believe you fucking did it again. I was like, dude. I was like, we got to clear the air on this. I am not making decisions,
when
man.
When did you find out?
The night before.
Okay. I can personally attest to this fact. It was, Thursday or Friday?
I don't know. I was on the phone with you. And you were like,
I was taking a shit. I remember that.
I remember you were literally like,
one of my dudes. Yeah, and right. It wasn't FaceTime.
We were on the phone for probably like 20 minutes talking about literally numerous topics. And then it came up and he was like, the team might be bringing Pred back. And I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't fucking believe that.
Yeah.
What are they doing to like figure out if they're bringing him back? And then he was like, they're having a call with him to figure things out. And that was really it. And I was like, okay, well, let me know how that goes. Fast forward probably 24 hours, not even. I'm doing a sponsored stream with Off the Grid for my new skin.
Yeah.
That's wild, by the way.
We didn't take that into consideration. God damn it.
And then boom, tweet drops. I'm like, well, I guess it worked out.
For the record.
And people are like, what the fuck? Like, I can't believe you did that to Kyler. And I'm like, brother. Yeah. What are you guys talking about, man?
I will say publicly again, you know, I texted Kyler separately and you know, told him thank you and all this stuff. But as a human, that situation's not cool. But at the same time, like, he wasn't supposed to be in that situation anyway, right? And the fact that he came in and did what he did, like, I'm super happy for him in the fact that he proved yet again that he is who he is and he can compete at the highest fucking levels. If it's a structural thing or a team thing or whatever, like, that's something completely and utterly different. But yes, Seth, as the GM, needs to do a little better job of doing that. So within
also, somebody should pick him up.
Kyler?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I'm surprised it hasn't
already happened.
Yeah, I mean, matches start back in what? What day is it today? Tuesday? Three days?
Yeah. Just think about how much crazier the league would be if the Falcons just dropped everyone and picked up around Kyler. The league would just...
You cannot. Exnit is too sick. The other guy, what's the other guy that took some time off?
Kicks.
Yeah, Kicks. Look, Kyler definitely fucking, obviously, like, needless to say, that's what you see... That's where you see the allegations of it being a friendship league, right? But at the on the other side of that, it's like everybody knows, like, there's a game to be played, or there's something more to just being good at the game that you have to sort of perform under, right? And the social circles and that apparently has something to do with it. It definitely, listen. Optic is definitely a friendship league, 100%.
Optic is?
100%. I would have never dropped Nate Shot. You know what I'm saying?
Why'd you say that?
Huh?
Why'd you say that?
What?
Because now they're going to fucking cook you.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, please, okay? Use coconut oil instead of seed oil if you're going to cook me, okay? I mean by that is there is an element of building that we're all doing, and I know that pro players want to say, all I want to do is fucking play video games because I'm a pro player and that's it. But it's not it. It's not it. Unfortunately for you guys, unfortunately for you, unfortunately for Shotzi, unfortunately for any pro player that's going to be a pro player for the next 10 years, that is not it. We're building. We're building. Everyone's building. And the more help, the better. The more that you care about your brand, the better you elevate your team with your brand. And the team, then the league, and then the league, and then esports, and blah, so on and so forth. Hey,
bitten.
It's asinine to me when somebody's like, I just want to be a pro player. You know what? I just wanted to be a content creator. That's all I wanted to do, and here I am, fucking reading shit.
Looking at me.
Reading shit.
Fucking reading shit.
Yeah. Contracts, fucking...
fucking DocuSigns.
DocuSigns and shit. But we're all building, and it's a shame that more people don't take that into account. It benefits them in the immediate. They're the creator, or I'm sorry, the pro players that work on their brand, like, they're serving themselves first. They're getting paid by the org to build their brand and in hopes that they go, they catch a little heat and then elevates everybody. And little by little, everybody elevates each other. It's asinine to me how they don't see that they are the ones that are going to benefit the most in that concept. It blows my fucking mind. Anyway, Pred obviously is going to be on arrives today, going to be on the podcast for Game Chat. They'll discuss at length in the next week. We will put him on the hot seat and have a conversation with him. Yeah,
I'm excited to see him play again, man. I mean, again, this team won champs together, so it's like, yeah, everyone loves Kyler, and that's where it's like.
But everybody loved Pred too.
Yeah, exactly, and it's just if the team sees a more bountiful future with Pred, they're gonna go with Pred, and they won champs together, so it doesn't really surprise me that Pred is back. I'm excited to watch them go at Major 2. The ring ceremony is going to be there too, right?
Yeah.
Roger,
another fucking perfect example. Roger, one of the best, if not the best, documentarist in all of esports. But what the fuck does he have to do? He has to sit in sales meeting. He has to fucking look at sales pitches. He has to make sure that it aligns with everything. We all have to do something other than what we were meant to do to build this thing.
Yeah,
it blows my fucking mind.
So what are you doing, Zen? What are you doing that's extra?
So.
That's right. Good and good for you.
Hex, what happened with the free throws, man?
Dude, it is one of the most shameful.
Hard to watch.
Yeah. The thing with that is that I was, overconfident in this thing. They came up to the suite.
I like, got us into this mess. Get us out of it.
Word to
Wait,
Paul
why'd
X.
you come at Paul like that?
No, was that? That's not coming at him, is he?
I mean, I got us into this mess. I'm going to get us out of it. Word to Paul X. Nah, it's yeah, just.
Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, that is what he said.
I mean, I hope he doesn't take it like that. If you do, nah, Paul, I am really sorry. Nah,
he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Did the shots look like...
No, of
like,
course.
You look like you've shot at least a couple times.
Bro, I pride myself...
Oh, dude, you just started panicking.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, you're spamming. That's the issue. Yeah. You started spamming.
Bro, right
like,
there, look at that. Go back. Look at my head. Go back a little bit. Look at my head right here. Ready? One, two, three, four, five. Where the fuck is my ball?
I still think you're panicking, though.
No.
I think that's like...
Dude,
nah.
You're panicking,
I was
man.
Panicking to get the rhythm.
Look at that. You just airballed a free throw, man.
Bro,
that's not you.
Trust me. I told my friends, I told everybody, I'm like, I did it. They came up to the suite and like, hey, do you and Brandon want to go shoot a couple of free throws? And I'm like, no, I don't want to go shoot free throws. It is the one thing that I am 99% confident in, the disappointment. It is the one thing that I can honestly say that with my eyes closed, I can make 3 out of 5. I am just automatic. And to perform like this on a fucking NBA court, not only let myself down, but I let down Wheeling, Illinois. 6-0-9-0. Mm-mm-mm. Shameful. I'll never live it down. I need to have a run back.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed for myself.
I mean, it wasn't.
No, it was. 3 out of 15. I don't. You know what? I choked. I wasn't nervous. And I will say.
Do these replays hurt? Because
this is
me a little bit.
This is what I get. This is what I get. I want everybody in the world to see how bad I am at shooting fucking free throws.
That's right. A little bit of shame.
Well, you talk a big game for basketball.
Dude, I am so mad. Ugh. That's what I get.
But I could see the panic ensue right off the first couple.
No, I was not panicked at all.
I promise you.
I think if you took an extra second for each shot and kind of settled in, I mean, it's easier to say that in hindsight.
No,
but you were spamming it like it's this thing over here.
Dude, yeah. That's exactly what I said
in
the car.
Yeah, you're spamming it like it's one of these things.
You thought you were playing a game at the X Scores.
Dude, that's what... Dude, once you get in rhythm, don't tell me about free throws, okay? Actually, you can.
You didn't even sniff rhythm in that.
Oh, I did it, man. I was so fucking ashamed of myself. Literally, like, I don't even know how to explain how angry I am. It's like not even embarrassment. It's just like
I thought that's why
letdown.
I thought that's why you didn't go to the bowl.
The Super Bowl?
Yeah, I thought you were staying home practicing free throws.
No.
Well, tell them that you had the opportunity to go warm up and you didn't.
Yeah, I just said that.
You did say that.
And yeah. I said, what, free throws? I can make free throws with my eyes closed.
Oh, okay.
This was not. I don't want to spend any more time.
That's the problem. You had your eyes open here.
You should have closed them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sorry to everybody that I let down. Again, Paul X. I hope that you know that I was quoting you, and because we said that the whole weekend, right?
Yeah. He doesn't care.
I think I'm excited for this DreamHack event. I mean, I know it's a couple months away.
Yeah. But so am I.
Call of Duty and Halo under the same roof. Are you going to watch party of that, Seth?
What?
You're going to be.
Of course.
I mean, yeah.
They're going to put you in the middle?
It's
a major.
I'm pretty sad that. Because, like, honestly, I was like, please, Halo, like, just look at the CDL schedule and do it on, like, weekends where it's not. Obviously, they don't.
I think for 2025, it'll be better.
I mean, they don't give a fuck about what I think. I'm just. Selfishly, I'd like to be able to watch both of them in full, you know, because I like watching Halo as well. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool. Halo and COD under the same roof. Fuck yeah. That's electric. Take us back to those old school vibes. And I think it's only the first two Halo events that we can't watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the first two. And then after that, I think the CDL season's already over. So we can watch 3, 4, and then obviously Halo Champs. So
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we got the new Halo team, like obviously a lot of firepower on it. So I was like, I'm pretty excited to be able to watch them go out there. And then.
Could you imagine if we just sweep? Sweep DreamHack, dude.
Oh, like double win?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be sick.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
That'd be so sick. But yeah, this year, it's like, it's weird for us because the little amount of traveling that we have to do this year is like, I mean, we got our event, Major 2, so we don't have to travel to that. We ended up not going to Madrid. Third event, which is Miami, I think we're going. And then fourth event's DreamHack.
Yep.
And then Champs.
Toronto,
so
right?
Two are here.
Yeah, two are here. Two out of five.
It's tight.
You coming to both?
Absolutely.
There you go.
I'm very in on the scene.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
You're part of the team.
That's right. I am on the team and the couch.
Last time you played Halo, though, you did get 360 no-scoped.
No, I didn't.
Did you?
I did not.
I don't know. I can't remember his name.
It was Drak. Drak got slammed.
Oh.
Someone got 360.
And I had like 21 kills. They were both like 8 and 15. So don't you come at me. You guys did beat us, though.
It was nice.
But then we did win.
Yeah, and listen, challenge. Although DreamHack Dallas this year is going to be fucking awesome because it'll be the first time that Halo and Call of Duty are back in the same house, blah, 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 blah. But don't let that distract you that our major's coming up and tickets are on sale right now. Just visit the link.
Days.
There's 37 days, 1 hour, 7 minutes, and 38 seconds.
What's the monetary value under the wanted? They all have the same. What's that signify?
$60.50.
You're on the team and you don't know
that. I don't know.
Let me tell you a little bit of Optic lore.
Feed me.
It was the year of our Lord 2014 when we got a house on 6050 Russell Drive in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 6017. I don't remember. Do you remember it? I don't remember. But anyway, 6050 is the Optic house. From that Optic house,
the original.
Mm. Yeah, that's where it all popped off. It started out with Seth, Nade, Merc, and Big Timer. And then from there, we cycled through a bunch of people. And then
now
literally on the last day of moving out,
now you got me.
Hitch moved in.
Now we got Tushy.
Very last day? How long were you there
Very
for?
Very last
like,
day.
Hours?
I was there for like, 20 hours. 20 hours.
And then we moved?
And then we moved. So technically, 60-50.
So technically, it's 60. Technically, 60-50. But technically, kind of not.
12-35.
So what do you think? Consider yourself a 60-50 alone?
If we're talking about
getting a white chain versus a green chain,
if we're talking about legacy and Optic, I do not consider myself at all 60-50. If we're talking about getting an all diamond chain, I was there. Yeah. From the beginning. I was there from the beginning.
Yeah, that's funny. Yes.
That's when we had the fucking. The volcano.
That's a weed smoking device.
Nate Shot had rats.
I used to do that.
His closet. They're just there. I'm like, yo, do you throw your garbage out? He's like, nah, the family of fucking mice eat all my leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was doing the same shit, just really by myself.
How has it been sober? I haven't really like asked you. You're almost a year?
No.
No. But it feels like
close. 5 months.
What? I thought you were at like 9 months.
No. It's been a lot of down, I'd say, but yeah, it sucks. I won't lie. It sucks. There's a lot of learning and growing and pain that goes with it, but that means I'm doing the right thing. So it's been, I'd say 80% really hard and shitty, but past like week and a half, I had a mental flip.
You're breaking through?
Yeah, starting to. I wouldn't say it's a breakthrough. I mean, there's still a lot of work left to be done, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, the growth feels good. The progress is noticeable, which is tight mentally and physically. So yeah, I mean,
yeah,
it's
shredded.
Tough.
Good for you, man.
It's tough, but we're working. That's all we can do.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And more than likely, this is going to come off as uncouth, because but I'm going to ask it. Are you, like, obviously, can you drink again? Like, or do you want to drink again?
No, not really, because I know how it goes. You just play the tape out. I mean, what's the point of having one beer?
No,
when have 40
that's what I do.
And do drugs?
Yeah, same.
Like, if you offer me a beer, I wouldn't want it, because I want 30.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I could drink one time. I could have a cocktail at dinner, but then what happens, like, the next 2 days, it's like, oh, I'll have two. Then I'll have nine.
Yeah.
Then I'm doing drugs.
That's a slippery one, right?
Yeah.
Very slippery.
Because, you know, obviously some people are like, yo, you know what?
It's not uncouth either. It's
a
good question.
Like, Seth did dry January just because, and obviously he cheated here and there, but
I saw that. That was funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
You got exposed.
So, yeah, I was just more curious as to, like, whether or not it's something that you're doing just because, it was getting out of hand. But, you know, I'll drink again. Or, like, do you know that it's going to 100% get out of hand again and therefore you stick?
Yeah, I know myself. Like, I'm fully an addict in every sense of the word. So, yeah.
That's I asked him that before before the race. Because Nick, like, obviously everybody knows Nick's story. He went to rehab. But, like, he called him fake yesterday because, like, he still drinks.
Who drinks?
Nick.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, because they were making, like, jokes together, and he was like, well, Nick's not real. Nick's not real. Like, he still drinks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, but you don't know how it was, though.
Yeah, but it could have been worse. It could have been, like, he could have been fucking...
That's what I said.
Bending over and
shit. I said, you don't understand. I thought he died a couple of times.
Called the cops and shit.
Yeah,
had a wellness check on him.
Who, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember when he... Anyway, long story short... I just didn't know if it was like one of those things where it's just like, yeah, you know, it's just for discipline's sake.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
But when Nick came back, he was like still drinking. And so I texted you. I was like, hey, is this like I can have a beer or two? Or is this we need to, I was going to start locking up my bar.
If I had a sip of alcohol, you would see my eyes. You would see something get birthed in my eyes and you'd be like, oh my God.
Oh shit.
Oh my God.
You'd have to chain me down.
Party time.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to put a dart in my neck to stop me. Yeah.
What is that, dude?
Yeah, dude.
Old school?
You're fucking crazy.
Crazy, man.
You're
only
fucking
one?
Crazy.
Give me another
dude,
shot.
Dude, that could take down a rhino.
He's like, that is awesome.
He's like, yes.
What are y'all talking about?
Old school, when he gets shot in the neck with the dart?
I don't remember. I haven't seen it.
He's like talking about tranquilizer darts, and he's like, yeah, dude, this thing could take down a rhino. And he's like, oh, dude, what is this? And he shoots himself in the side of the neck with it.
You never see that, right? Play that shit right now, man.
You're crazy,
right there.
Man.
I haven't, like, those early 2000s.
I know. Turn it out. Turn it out. Turn it out. I want to see this.
It can puncture the skin of a rhino from a.
Yes! That's awesome.
You never seen that shit?
No. Those early 2000s, like, comedies, like, I didn't see any of them. I've watched all of them in, like, retrospect.
Oh, dude,
you know, Zinni hasn't
watch old school, dude.
He hasn't seen Eastbound and Down. You've seen Eastbound and Down?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard
Zinni
of it.
Hasn't seen Eastbound and Down.
Kenny Powers.
Kenny Powders.
I think I watched, like, most of, like, the Seth Rogen ones, but besides that, I've never seen Zoolander, and it's not good.
I wouldn't see it.
He should see it. Zoolander.
Yeah.
It doesn't age well.
Really?
I watched it once. It's
I
not
just
my
saw,
thing.
I was scrolling TikTok and I saw like a gasoline fight or something.
It's good.
They started fighting with gasoline. I was like, this looks pretty funny.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You don't think so?
Hell no. I mean, it's got its moments, but it's not like a fucking. It's not in my top 100 best comedies in the world.
What's the one where Adam Andy Samberg fucking races Hot Rod? That shit is hilarious.
Good one.
That's cool.
I loved that one.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Yeah. So
get Major Two tickets.
Go. Yeah, get Major Two tickets.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to say before we go, PSN went down for 16 hours.
Lizard Squad.
Was it? I was just going to say, was it Lizard Squad?
No, I don't think it was Lizard Squad. I don't know what it was.
Yo, I can't believe that Lizard Squad was able to hold PlayStation down for 22 days. And
22 days.
I mean, isn't that what it was?
Yeah, it was something like, it was like almost a month.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
Lizard Super Squad after your, before your time?
I think that was when like it was better to have a 360 at the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a 360.
Bro, you know what? Tight had a 360.
What I don't like, one of the things I don't like about not doing the eavesdrop is that, like, I haven't sat down with you for an hour and just asked you just basic questions that I can remember about you. So I don't know, like, when you started, like, gaming and all that stuff.
Xbox 360 was the first console. I think Halo 3 was the first game that I really sat.
Started
getting that itch.
Yeah.
And Halo 3 to Modern Warfare 2.
But it was ALGS, right, where you made your name?
No.
Apex?
Apex.
What's ALGS?
That's the competitive Apex.
Okay, okay.
Which I'm blacklisted from.
For?
3 years.
For?
I don't really know. They've asked. Like, pro players have asked. But I think just someone high up at EA hates me. But there's probably a lot of reasons. Like, me blatantly talking shit about their game.
Would you like me to handle that for you?
The developers? No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. I pivoted and started doing watch parties, which at the beginning of ALGS, that was...
banging.
Really booming.
Yeah.
That's probably what I'm most
known
for.
Wait, don't tell me you were cheating?
No.
You had bots?
No.
Wait, why did you say...
Apparently he was ripping brewskis there and I'm going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was wild. It was ridiculous.
Snow cones?
I was drinking about... I put a little suit on and I'd hammer about 15 beers and color commentate 3 hours of competitive Apex. And by the end of it, I'm just shithoused. And then...
Holy...
Dude, what?
I love that.
By the end of it, yeah. And then we play PGA until 6 a.m. and just keep drinking.
Fucking love it.
Yeah. And that was early ALGS. Now it's like there's 4 days of... So I just couldn't do it. And also I fell out of love with the game like 2.5 years ago, and I just don't care. I did have a good peak. It was a good run.
Hell yeah.
Great run. Rip.
Rip indeed.
Rip.
Rip indeed. All right. Well, I guess we covered just about everything. My insane, disastrous debut as a free throw shooter for the Dallas Mavericks. By the way, what a fucking mistake. What a mistake it was for them to let go of Luka. And although I am not a billionaire who has its own motives as to why they could just send over a generational talent that would allow my franchise to be as popular as maybe the Lakers, the Boston Celtics, or the greatest Bulls, this was just a money move instead of what was good for the city, what was good for the franchise. And I feel for Mark Cuban, who was also surprised by all this thing. I told Jude, I'm like, you know what? I hate to say it, but people used to say this to me. It's like, that's what happens when you give up control. And I know that Cuban went through like the anger that he went through because that was his player and that was his team. But he has aspirations for something bigger.
Wait, did he sell or something?
Yeah, majority.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, to the ownership.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yes, he was talking with Steve. No, what's his name? Bill Gates. Thank you. He was having a conversation with Bill Gates, and he's like, "Yeah, I don't know. I was just as surprised as everybody else, right?" And I think to myself, I'm like, "Man, when they wanted to drop this guy, and I brought up the email." You want me to read it? You want me to read it to show you what they
still have it? You have it?
Yeah, because I remember who it was from. I was so mad when I got this. I was standing in front of my grill, fucking cooking this shit.
Trying to have a good day.
Trying to have a good day. It's a Friday. I said, let me talk to their agent. And it starts with, where the fuck is it? Oh, here we go. Thank you for your continued correspondence on this matter. We feel at this point, despite our continued efforts over the last 2 months and proven history in the past of accommodating salary demands and contract negotiations with the Call of Duty team, have come to a point where we do not believe we can reach a mutually agreeable solution. Over the coming weeks, it is our desire, after two more paragraphs, over the coming weeks, it is our desire to find a new home for the players, an organization that can give them exactly what they want and allow them to continue their playing careers.
So this wasn't just about me. This was about the whole team.
Yeah, it was about the whole team.
They want to get out of COD.
Yeah, let's coordinate next steps as we speak with the interested parties and together find a new home for this team. I in there say, this was your mistakes and not seeing and predicting the reaction that this person would have had if you fired the way that you fired him. Before firing him, the guy should have already been under contract and under representation through Triggerfish. Remember that agency?
Yeah.
On Friday, I got a call from this person asking me why we're getting out of Call of Duty, apparently, before even making that decision. Blah, blah, blah. I was so mad. And that's why I fought the way that I fought to get to where we're at today. Mm. I'm still fighting. No?
Jesus' name,
ladies
amen.
And gentlemen, can you imagine a world in which we get rid of our Call of Duty team? Only morons would make that sort of decision. Morons.
Then they got rid of Luka. That's what.
And then they got rid of Luka.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back. We'll see you guys next week with Pred in an all
see you in a couple months, team. It was fun.